Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We don't know if you've noticed, but everything seems to be going retro these days. It probably all started with our kids buying record players and vinyl LPs. The latest trend in retro we've just discovered is the restoration of the old mid-century beach motels. Will Brennan is a developer, for example, working to bring back to life the 1963 Waikiki Village Motel in Myrtle Beach. Today he's in our studio. Will, welcome.
Mike, thanks for having me.
First of all, give us the background here. How did all this get started?
I love historic redevelopment, revitalization. And you look up and down the East Coast, east to west, from Wildwood, New Jersey, to Miami Beach, to Austin, Texas, to California, to Portland. There's this trend of historic retro boutique hotels and motels that are sweeping the nation. It's a destination where hip people, millennials, older folks, everybody wants a new experience when they're traveling. So where's the best place to do that? Close to Columbia? Myrtle Beach. So lots of wonderful old historic motels that need that TLC to really bring back the vibrant, you know, good old times that many folks enjoyed in the 60s, 70s, and just give a new product to the Grand Strand. So that's the base of what we started looking for and came across a lot of gems down there.
And now a lot of times these historical restorations come with tax credits. Is this one of the incentives here?
Absolutely. Tax credits allow us to bite off these projects. Federal historic and state historic, they serve their purpose. They help us save historic buildings, which otherwise we couldn't do.
So is the goal here to restore this to exactly how it was back in the 60s, or are we looking at jazzing it up a little bit to modern times?
So we are looking to jazz it up a little. But the previous owners did a wonderful job of taking care of it. It was by far the best retro motel in the best condition. It's mid-century modern design. It's got clean sight lines, lots of glass, eye-catching colors, large bright signage, and it's got that classic kidney-shaped pool. We brought the rooms up to date. Designer Tim McClendon did everything, interior, exterior, and he goes to Palm Springs yearly and took a lot of inspiration from that clean, modern design with all the Palm Springs motels and brought it back.
Talk about the challenges that you've faced in getting this property back to originality.
Oh, wow. Where to start? Things wear, especially being at the beach, you know, that salt air. We had to bring back the roof, window repairs. It survived a couple hurricanes, plumbing issues, electrical issues, everything that you see to bring today's amenities into older buildings, Wi-Fi, upgrading the electrical, everything that you can imagine we've seen.
Was there a lot of research that had to go into this, digging up old photographs?
Oh, absolutely. One of my partners, Rogers Lewis Law Firm, they specialize in this, and they really dug into the historic story that has to be told to the National Park Service and the State Archives to get a wonderful building like this on the National Historic Register.
What is the original story of this motel?
Yeah, so built in 1963, 49 beds. It's been in the same family since about a year ago when we bought it. But many, many motels like it have been torn down. There's actually funds that were available through the municipality of Myrtle Beach to demo a lot of these aging, falling apart motels. And we were lucky enough to come in and show the city of Myrtle Beach that, hey, this is what could happen. This is a destination where people want to come and have this specific experience. With that, the city of Myrtle Beach has embraced saving these treasures.
And so talk about then the trend for more of this to happen along our state's coast. Do you have your eyes on another property? Are other developers doing the same?
Not that I know of. It takes a special person to bite something like this off, Mike. There's certainly a lot of wonderful motels out there. But finding the right one, timing's big. Obviously, 50 years is the magic number to qualify for historics. And then they can't be too far gone from their original state. We were lucky. The Waikiki Village Motel had wonderful characteristics that were saved from that original 1963 construction date. But with that, the city of Myrtle Beach, they're going to probably put a historic district overlay that will include a lot of these historic motels, which will allow current owners, future owners, to take advantage of historic tax credits if they wish to.
And so yours may be the first of a trend down at the beach.
We hope so.
Will, thanks for stopping by our studio.
Thanks again.
Will Brennan is a developer working to bring back to life the 1963 Waikiki Village Motel at Myrtle Beach. We will have some links for you to find out more about this posted at our webpage. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.